Globalists at Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal demand ground troops in Iran. By Jasmine Jordan on March 23, 2026. The Wall Street Journal's latest Iran commentary argues for a major escalation in U.S. involvement, with former Pentagon official Seth Cropsey urging President Donald Trump to put boots on the ground in southern Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and complete what he says is an unfinished campaign. In an opinion piece on Sunday headlined "American Credibility is on the Line in Iran," Cropsey contends that Trump must escalate the conflict by deploying ground forces, writing that President Trump must put boots on the ground to open the Strait of Hormuz and demonstrate the unquestionable supremacy of American power, while warning that the job, while admirably executed, is unfinished. He says the United States should deploy several thousand special ops forces to southern Iran, backed by regular troops, to reopen the strait after weeks of fighting. Cropsey cautions that halting now, however, would be a cataclysmic mistake with repercussions well beyond the Middle East, claiming that quitting the war while Iran retains leverage over the waterway would destroy American credibility and could trigger a Chinese move against Taiwan or a Russian move against NATO. Watch, Trump, Israel will be ready to end the war when the U.S. is ready. Cropsey writes that the Islamic Republic of Iran has been an incorrigible U.S. adversary since its founding in 1979, citing attacks on U.S. diplomats, service members, civilians, and allies. He adds that these reasons justify Mr. Trump's decision to join Israel. He also argues that Trump's public messaging reflects competing signals, pointing to statements suggesting both a potential winding down of operations and continued escalation. Cropsey maintains that the only way to accomplish this with a reasonable chance of success is to put boots on the ground. Invoking the 1956 Suez Crisis, Cropsey warns that failing to complete the campaign would undermine U.S. global standing, writing that the episode marked the psychological transformation of two erstwhile great powers into medium powers, and arguing the United States now faces a similar risk if it withdraws before securing the Strait of Hormuz. Watch, what Navy? Footage shows obliteration of Islamist regime's ships. On March 20, Trump said the United States was getting very close to meeting our objectives in Iran and was considering winding down our great military efforts in the Middle East, adding that countries using the Strait of Hormuz would have to guard and police as necessary and that if asked, we will help these countries in those efforts. Asked the same day about reports of additional Marines, Trump said he had strong support and added, "As far as troops are concerned, I can't tell you what we're doing." A day earlier, he said, "I'm not putting troops anywhere," adding, "If I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you. But I'm not putting troops," while disputing reports that his administration was considering deploying thousands of U.S. forces to the region. The Journal's latest call for troops also fits into a larger pattern of friction between Trump and the Murdoch press empire. In January, Breitbart News reported that the Journal refused to fully correct a story claiming Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio were deterring Trump from striking Iran. Vance's office said, "The Wall Street Journal's reporting is not accurate," adding that Vance and Rubio together are presenting a suite of options to the president, ranging from a diplomatic approach to military actions. They are presenting those options without bias or favor. The dispute drew criticism from conservatives, with commentators calling the report false and fake news and accusing the paper of attempting to create the illusion of division between President Trump, Vance, and Secretary Rubio. In June 2025, Trump said the Journal has no idea what my thoughts are concerning Iran. After it reported, based on anonymous sources, that he had authorized attack plans but was waiting to issue a final order. At the time, Trump kept the world guessing, saying, "I may do it. I may not do it. Nobody knows what I'm going to do," while also warning that Iran was very close to a nuclear weapon and reiterating that it could not be allowed to obtain one. A June 2025 Breitbart News report described a barrage of anti-Vance commentary across Murdoch-owned outlets, including The Journal, Fox News, and The New York Post, noting more than a dozen hits on the vice president, particularly on economic and foreign policy issues. The outlet said the criticism reflected a divide between what it characterized as old guard media and the newer America First wing of the party, with one GOP advisor saying such outlets were completely out of touch with the direction of the GOP. The journal alone had run at least 17 opinion pieces or letters attacking Vance since February 2025. More broadly, Breitbart News has asserted that the Wall Street Journal editorial page has spent roughly a decade trying to undercut Trump through editorials criticizing his trade policy, immigration agenda, foreign policy restraint, and political instincts. A March 2025 story said the paper views issues through the clouded lens of a bygone era and has been hostile to Trump's populist economic and immigration policies, reflecting a globalist worldview seen as out of step with the Republican base. A June 2024 piece similarly stated that Murdoch's media empire was attempting to influence Trump's vice presidential selection, using the journal to promote preferred candidates while opposing figures such as Vance over positions on Ukraine and industrial policy.